Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Yes.
We got no food, we got no jobs, our pet's heads are falling off.
Where's the booze?
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart.
Don't you see it coming?
Hey! Yeah, Dan? You have any more of that gum? That's none of your damn business, and I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You gotta give up, or you're thirsty for more.
Welcome, guys.
Now we're a little late, but we have to wait for the Eagles game to end before we could do it, you know.
Waiting for that Eagles game to end.
Eagles fans out there, you know how it is.
But welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio.
All right, so we're going over week 3 of the All-Star Touch Football League.
Today's date is 9/28/2021. Yeah, to think about that real quick. And we are going over the results of the All-Star Touch Football League.
Week three
results. Kim, what were the results of the games?
All right, so Rock Bottom beat the Ravagers 47-6. Applaud them.
Oh, shit. I almost forgot.
Steel City beat the Goonies 33-6. Camden beat for the win, 33-12. Panthers, 26-19. Barely Wash beat the Braves, 13-6.
Hold on, let me applaud him at the same time.
This loss beat the Bulldogs 28-13. The Usual Suspects beat the Prospects 21-19. And that's it. NJ Lab had a bye. All right, so based off of our pick last week, we all picked Rock Bottom. I picked Rock Bottom by 14. You had Rock Bottom by 10. Jose had Rock Bottom by 8. So I won that pick.
Okay.
Willie picked Barely Wash to beat you by 6. I guess to beat you by 7, so I guess Willie got that one.
All right.
Google Painting versus the Panthers. Willie had 14. Jose had 7. You had Google Painting by 8. I had Google Painting by 3. Jose was the closest. It was 26-19. So he got his spot on 7.
All right.
Sloth versus the Bulldogs. I had the Sloth by 6. You had the Sloth by 7. Willie had the Sloth by 3. Jose had the Bulldogs by 6. You won that one. You had the Sloth by 7. They won by 7. No, they won by more than that.
Yeah. They won by, I think, 2 touchdowns.
13-23 or something. All right, the prospects versus the usual suspects. You had the prospects by 3. I had usual suspects by 3. Willie had usual suspects by 7. Jose had by 10. Usual suspects won by 2. So I guess I got that one. Camden versus for the win. I had Camden by 12. You had Camden by 14. Willie had Camden by 24. Jose had for the win by 2. Willie won because they won by like 20-something points.
Okay.
And that's their pick. And
all right.
You won fantasy. Applaud them. You won.
Yeah.
We had Kyrie, who put up 47. Camden's new quarterback, who put up 33.
Bobby, his name is.
Jim, who put up 6 points. Jim from the Braves, who put up 6. Then you had Steel City's defense, who gave up 6 points. The Braves defense, who gave up 12, and then Google Painting, who gave up 19. You had a total of 49. I had Steel City, Matt from Steel City, who put up 33. Yeah, it makes it one more point closer.
All right.
So Matt put up 33. Scott from the Usual Suspects put up 21. Whoever Google Painting's quarterback is put up 26. Camden's defense gave up 12 points. Rock Bottom's defense gave up 6. The Usual Suspects gave up 19, which gave me a total of 43. You beat me by 6 points.
Hold up. Applaud me. Applaud me.
That's good. When we were out there watching the game, like, yeah, I got Kim's fantasy, too. And I came back and looked like, oh, man.
I had Kim.
No, I don't. I thought I had Steel City and Camden.
Nope. Okay.
You want to talk about any games? Your game?
Nah, we lost.
I mean, you were missing a couple players. It's not an excuse. Everyone always says that you like to make excuses when you lose.
And we lost.
But you're missing a couple key players, but still you had enough out there to win, and you just lost.
We lost. They beat us. They deserved to win. I already applauded them.
They weren't better than you. Even Andrew said it after the game, that was the worst game he's ever played. So, I mean...
Shout out to Andrew, man.
Had things been different, maybe it would have went a different way, but
we lost.
They got that one. They acted like it was a Super Bowl. They celebrated like they won a Super
Bowl.
That's
how they choose to.
I mean, they got bragging. They won bragging rights. You did. Run your beak a lot, so.
Not telling them how I feel.
Alec was trying to show you that he was a good quarterback.
Yeah. He scored. They won. That's all I can say. They won. That's all.
What about what'd you see from the Sloth game? Sloth and the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
the Bulldogs only had a couple people out there.
Yeah, the Bulldogs had 7 people. They were barely hanging on in there. Like
Sloth had a full roster.
Yeah. So.
But they still put up 12 points. So,
yeah, I was happy that they kept fighting.
With the couple, 13 points, actually. They put up 13 points with a couple people they had.
You know, Usual Suspects.
I watched the Usual Suspects and Prospects. I'm not sure what his name is. Maybe it's Jasmir, but I know he was catching a couple bombs. Shout out to Manny. Manny was out there on fire, catching balls and knocking balls down. So that was definitely a good battle back and forth.
It was a good game.
It could have went either way. The Prospects dropped their extra points, which, you know,
it was close
came
game.
Back to bite them in the end.
Yeah, close game.
And then we watched Camden versus For the Win.
Wait, we didn't record that because somebody was doing no names. We won't say no
Sorry,
names.
Sorry, Jeff Kirby, but we didn't get you're Steven.
Don't record my game.
We didn't get the
Don't record my game.
So he has not to record.
So I didn't record the game, but this is all I heard. Rock Bottom's up being recorded.
So we don't want to be recorded. Rock Bottom's up being recorded, so we don't want to be on film either.
Yeah.
But for those who think that we're recording your games and game planning off of them or strategically giving them away to other teams, the game plan off of them is not the case.
It's for everybody's enjoyment to recap and see what they did.
I mean, a lot of the players on the sideline were, like, kind of, like, laughing at it. Like, what do you mean? This is what happens in college and the NFL.
Yeah.
They record your game, and then they sit back and watch it.
Yeah, there's no reason for this.
They're a new quarterback and new plays.
Whatever.
I think he knows that you watched the footage, and that's how you were able to beat Camden. That's how you were able to
beat
Camden.
We outplayed them that day. It had nothing to do with video. We just outplayed them.
That was
that day. That was then. This is now.
You knew what Egan was going to do. But Egan told you what he was going to do when he came on the show, though. He said he had five plays, and that was it.
I don't know, man. It is what it is. Like, it has nothing to do with
but
your game's getting
you got
recorded.
That.
It's not
I
like we're deep.
Ralph Adams games are
defensive
going to
signals
be
or anything like
yeah.
that or whatever. We even have defensive signals.
Like we're Bill Belichick, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
We're not Belichicking you, bro. Like,
yeah. It's not even
good.
The case at all. But you got this one.
I didn't want that game anyway because for the win, had a backup quarterback and.
But they still put up 12 points. I would get Jeff Kirby's like season highlight. That's probably. The biggest play he's made in the last three seasons.
Stop. Don't shit on Kirby like that. No. That was a nice catch, Kirby.
He caught it. Did you know he caught it and turned it off? Did you get it? No, sorry,
Kirby. That was a nice catch, though.
That was a
good catch. But one-handed, like, give me that.
He did the red. Whoosh.
Yeah, red be catching the ball like
big
that.
Red
it reminded me of, like, an old Keith Byers. Like, old, you don't know who Keith Byers
who that
an
is.
An old Eagles player. Keith Byers used to catch the ball with one hand. That was an amazing catch, Kirby.
Good job.
As a matter of fact, shout out to Kirby, man.
Quado.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We were kind of just busting on you a little bit, you know.
Not really.
Yeah, we were.
We
put up videos of him. Well, we put up videos of him dropping the balls and
yeah,
stuff.
But I didn't think he was going to do all
just
this.
Okay. No. Everyone just has to prove that they should be
higher.
Yeah.
In the league.
Oh. Jose even said it because he had a sack week one that he said he should be higher than five.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of this too.
Yeah. So everyone thinks that we're going to have to redo the list at the end of the season.
It's
so,
a new season. That was last season. I'm just going off of what I saw last season.
A lot of people were out to prove that they really deserve to be at a different spot than they were put.
It's competition.
So,
it's,
you know,
each year, each season, it's a different league. It's a different. Some people, I mean, it is what it is. Kirby out to a pretty good start. But it is what it is. Huh?
We lost all this.
Well, here?
Oh, I think we lost internet.
This is still rocking.
Yeah, that's different. This.
It's the same thing.
No, that's right here. Connection is unstable. We're trying to get the internet straightened out. I don't know if y'all can hear us. There we go. All right. There we go. We're back on. All right. We're having internet connection problems, but.
Right.
But good job. Good job, Kirby.
Yeah. Good shit.
Good catch. Good play.
And
yes, we will be updating the list at the end of the year. So keep up that good work, and maybe you won't be at number 11. You too, Jose. Maybe you won't be at number five at the end of the season. We'll see. Keep going all sides, though. You might go to number 11. You and Kirby might switch. Jose and Kirby
might
switch.
He ain't a sitter. He's a rusher. Do you want to... Yeah, I'm not going to even dwell on that shit.
Nah. They saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. You saw it, Jose.
He knows. Yeah, he...
You saw it, Jose.
He thumbs it up. He put a heart on it.
He knows what it is.
He saw it.
He knows what it is.
He didn't comment, but he put a heart on it or a thumbs up on it on Facebook. So he definitely saw it.
But listen, we lost. They won. Congratulations.
It is what it is. It's week two. You know, the Braves are working on getting the kinks out, having a lot of no-shows and stuff like that. But you'll get it together. It's coming.
It's what it is.
Everyone should be here this week, and hopefully, you know.
We'll take off.
Back to rock.
Yeah.
All right. So week four, 8:45, we got Steel City versus the Sloths. Performance Lab versus Google Painting, For the Win versus the Prospects. 10 o'clock, we got Camden versus the Bulldogs, Barely Wash versus the Panthers, and the Braves versus the Ravagers. There is no 11:15 game this week because there's Rock Bottom, Usual Suspects, and the Goonies are on a bye. So Camden's playing at 10 this week.
Okay.
All right, so you got Steel City or the Sloth?
Oh, Steel City.
By what?
14.
Yeah, I'm going to say Steel City by 21. Steel City, man, I don't know what they did, but they definitely have been out there rocking.
I mean,
yes, they've been playing inferior competition, but still, we'll see how they match up when they play Camden or Rock Bottom. But still, they have been putting points up there.
Yeah, I'll say 14.
Performance.
Well, maybe I should go lower than that.
You think you should go lower?
Make it Steel City by, 14 school. 14 school. I was going to go lower, but.
You can go lower.
Nah, I'm going to stick with 14. You got 21?
Yeah. They've been putting up points. They've been putting up at least 40 points a week.
All right. Let's see.
They played the Goonies. Yeah, like I said, they've been playing inferior competition. But they played the Goonies. They played the Bulldogs. Come on. Really? Then they played the Panthers. Oh, come on. No wonder they're putting up 40 points. Like, baby teams. Except for
Stop.
The Panthers.
Stop. Don't insult these young men.
No, I'm not insulting them, but.
I don't want you getting death mail.
You don't want me getting beat up in the parking lot.
I don't have to pull nobody off you in the parking lot. All right. What's next?
Then we got Performance Lab versus Google Painting. Performance Lab is fresh off a bye.
I'm going to take Performance Lab by 10.
I'm going to say Performance Lab by 7. For the Win versus the Prospects. That's going to be a good game. If For the Win has their quarterback.
For the Win?
Their For the Win's quarterback, Nick, is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So if their quarterback is out there, they could stand a chance. If the Prospects have Manny and Kay Sizzle doing what I saw him do this past week, could win that.
Who you got?
I'm
you
going
first.
Prospects on that one. Cause
by how many?
I was actually a little impressed by it when I watched them play. Kay Sizzle and Manny, they were actually, he was doing good. He was doing better than I thought he was going to.
Yeah.
I was going to say Prospects by 7.
I'm going to go Prospects by,
No faith in the back-to-back champs.
Back-to-back sea champs?
The back-to-back sea champs.
I don't have any faith in them. I just think that they're solid. I mean, I just think the Prospects are due, and I'm going to go Prospects by 9.
Camden versus the Bulldogs. Come on, that's going to be another blowout.
Yeah, give me Camden.
Another mismatched team.
Give me Camden by fucking 35.
I was going to say 40. they're going to do to them what they just did to who was it? What did they score for the Win? What did they score three touchdowns in 5 minutes? I'm like, all right, let's get out of here. This game is not exciting at all anymore. It's time to go. I'll say Camden by 24. Barely Wash versus the Panthers. See, now Barely Wash thinks that they're we're going to be 1-4. I heard them all saying, we play the Panthers next week. We're going to be 1-4. We're going to be 1-4. They're 4-1. They're underestimating, or 3-1, whatever it is. 2-1, whatever they are. They had one loss. They're underestimating the Panthers.
Okay, let them do that.
They think they're going to go out there and shit, but I know.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Panthers can do it.
I'm going to go. The Panthers are due. Panthers are due. I'm going to go Panthers.
I mean, from what I heard, Frank said that they were winning the Google Painting by 2 touchdowns and that route through 3 picks.
Yeah.
Maybe you got to put them in the corner again.
I'm not messing with anybody. Give me the Panthers.
Oh, what happened? You got your humble. Now you're being Mr. Humble.
No. We're the worst team in the league.
No shit talking.
No, we're the worst team in the league.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to go Panthers by 3. Panthers by 3.
I'm going to say Barely Wash by 7. That's my number today. 7. And as I said, I'm not picking the Braves and the Ravagers. Both of y'all have issues. Shout out to the Ravagers. I know they were playing with no quarterback. John was actually their quarterback.
Yeah, shout out to John. Let me pull John.
Whoever it is, y'all really do. they just stepped in for his team and even put up a touchdown against Rock Bottom, too.
Hey, put the link in the description. Tell them to come on up here.
It's already on there.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, we really be chatting. Jared Green, you want to come on up? Click on the link. Come on up and chat.
Come chat yourself, yo, man.
Chat with us.
All right.
That's it on there.
All right. Do the offensive defensive rankings.
All right. So week three, offensive rankings. Number one is Steel City with 126. Number two is Rock Bottom with 108. Three is Camden with 107. Four is Performance Lab with 60. Five is The Usual Suspects with 53. Six is the Bulldogs with 47. Seven is Barely Washed with 47. Eight is the Prospects with 44. Nine is the Sloths with 41. 10 is Google Painting with 41. 11 is For the Win with 40. 12 is the Panthers with 39. 13 is the Ravagers with 26. 14 is the Braves with 21. And 15 is the Goonies with 19.
All right. Let's go defense.
But look how big, like, Steel City, Rock Bottom, Camden. They all put up over 100. The number four is Performance Lab with 60 points. There's like a 60-point gap between 1, 2, and 3 and then everybody else.
They're putting up them
like
points.
Like the Steel City, Rock Bottom, Camden. Now you see why they were used to be elite or whatever you want to call
it.
They put up 60 more points than everybody else.
They're the better teams in the league. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good for them.
I mean, yeah.
Who's that team on defense?
All right, so week four, defensive rankings. Number one is Performance Lab with 14. Number two is Camden with 24. Three is Rock Bottom with 27. Four is the Braves with 33. Five is Google Painting with 33. Six is Barely Washed with 34. Seven, Steel City with 46. Eight is the Prospects with 55. Nine, For the Win with 56. 10, The Usual Suspects with 59. 11, Goonies with 65. 12 is The Sloth with 81. 13 is The Ravagers with 85. 14 is The Panthers with 95. And 15 is The Bulldogs with 112.
Okay. Shout out to all them teams. Applaud them in the league.
What do you mean? You're in there too. Yeah, you're just eating your humble pie.
Nah, I'm just minding my business.
Yeah, you're eating your humble pie.
I'm minding my business. Just minding my business.
For now, today.
Just minding my business.
Today. All right, you want to do power rankings or you want to do fantasy?
Let's do power rankings, and then we'll do fantasy. All
right, so number one, Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom's still number one.
Let's see. Yeah.
I would go Camden number two.
Yeah, we had Rock Bottom, Camden, Steel City.
They still have to stay at those spots.
I would say the top three stay. They didn't.
Performance Lab has to go to number.
Well, they had a bye, so.
Still, they still stay there.
All right, so they're number four.
Now where are we going to go?
Right. We had Google Painting, For the Win, Usual Suspects next. So let's see, Google Painting, they won.
Yeah, put Google Painting next.
Usual Suspects won.
I would go. No. I would go Usual Suspects. I would go Usual Suspects, then Google Painting.
Yeah, because I think I haven't seen Google, but I know Usual Suspects have a good roster.
Yeah.
Google. Then we had For the Win and the Braves. For the Win, Braves, Prospects, Barely Washed. Well, Barely Washed has to come up. So are we going to move Barely Washed from 10 to 7?
Fine. Fine with me.
Ravagers,
they won.
Sloth.
They deserve it. They deserve it. They moved it up.
Sloth
got
to move up, too.
Yep. 12 as well.
Everyone else lost. All right. So we'll do Barely Washed and the Sloth.
Yeah. Barely Washed, Sloth. And then For the Win.
Then we'll start getting into the losers.
Yeah.
For the Win. All right, so then we got Braves, Prospects, Ravagers, Panthers, Bulldogs, Goonies.
All right, I would put
Prospects.
Oh, wait. Shit.
Actually, the prospects should go ahead of 4-1. Yeah.
But we'll find out this week. You know?
Yeah, because they play each other 4-1.
Prospects 4-1.
I mean,
then,
I don't know. The Ravagers had a bad loss. Like, I get it.
No, they lost to Rock Bottom. There's no shame.
But they got not just lost. They got smoked. I think a lot of it had to do with Willie running his beak.
Terry
listened to the show and said, oh, yeah, we're not just going to put up 30. We're going to put up 50.
So who do you think should go next?
All right, so we got Ravagers, Panthers, or Braves, Ravagers, Panthers, Bulldogs, Goonies. So you think the Ravagers should be ahead of you?
Ravagers?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Well, you're going to say you should be in last place, but.
Yeah, now put them up there. Now put them there. Is the Sloth on there?
Is the Panther? We already got the Sloth. Is the Ravagers better than the Panthers?
Is the Ravagers better than
the
Panthers?
They both got the same record right now. So.
I would say right now at this point,
right? Because the Ravagers have...
I would say Panthers are better than the Ravagers.
All right, so we'll say the Panthers next.
Panthers and then Ravagers.
Then we got Braves, Bulldogs, Goonies.
Braves, Bulldogs, Goonies.
Yeah. Now, the Goonies just lost
to the city. I would put...
The Bulldogs just lost to the Sloth, and the Goonies just lost to Steel City.
I would put... let me see.
You're going to say put you last.
No, I would go...
Braves. You got to go next.
Braves,
because you're not the worst
Goonies?
Team in the league.
All right, then, yeah, then put
I don't
us
even
next.
Think
put
you
us next.
Be
put
that
next.
Low, but
put
I, get,
there.
I get why you're doing it.
Put the Braves, 13.
Then the Bulldogs, then the Goonies.
And the Bulldogs and the Goonies. Yep.
Because I know the Goonies this week were without their quarterback, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Owen? Cam.
Who, the Goonies were out of their quarterback?
Yeah, he was in Florida, remember?
But so was the Bulldogs. They didn't have their quarterback either.
Oh, the Bulldogs were short
shit.
Players, too.
We're right where we need to be.
But the Bulldogs are still putting points up on the board every week. With... a short roster, so they're
yeah.
doing something. But you should be higher than 13. But I get why you're doing it.
No, we should not be.
I mean,
no, we shouldn't.
You guys have lost to teams that you should have dominated. Yet this is not starting out as a good season for the Braves. But you guys are going to turn it around.
We're right where we need to be. We're number 13 out of 15 teams.
I mean,
that's exactly where we belong, and that's exactly where you should be.
You know what? A lot of people were saying that you guys got lucky, and that was a fluke that you even made it to the elite championship. So those like Jose's out there who think that you guys didn't deserve to be in the elite championship anyway, just got lucky, are probably like, yeah, see, I told you they sucked. I told you the Braves stink. Nah, he's working at the Kings, trying to get everybody there. You guys know how it is, trying to get everybody to show up. And can't say it's just regular season and it doesn't matter, because it does matter. It matters whether you play in the Elite A, B, or C playoffs. So these losses definitely don't help you guys.
It is what it is. We lost. We got to turn it around.
Yeah,
that's it.
Hopefully.
I still believe in my – put it like this. I still believe in my team.
You have a good roster.
I still believe in my team.
Yeah, you have a great lineup. You just have to get them all there at once. That's
period.
All.
I still believe in my team.
Pooh.
I still believe in my team, but right now we are where we belong.
You're struggling.
Until
and
we climb out of the hole that
yeah.
we put ourselves in, that's
yeah.
it. We got too many drops, attendance issues.
Not showing up.
It is what it is.
So.
But we will climb out of this and
hopefully
fight
turn
back.
It around.
And everybody loves it. So, I mean, I'm thinking. Fuck this fucking league.
Then you'll be back to talking shit
think
again.
About if they didn't have the bad guy to cheer against. Like, what? Everybody needs
well,
us. They need us to cheer against.
I think you gave your bad guy shirt to Willie.
No.
I think Willie took your bad guy shirt.
No.
Yeah, right. Everyone was fucking shitting on him on Facebook after last week's show.
Who cares? But Willie became himself. Willie... We was telling how he felt. And there's nothing
but
wrong with that.
People don't like how you feel. You know that, Mr. Bad Guy.
I don't give a fuck,
guy.
Though. I don't care.
Isaiah.
The truth sounds like hate.
You say
people
how you
hate the truth.
You say how you
remember
feel.
That. That's the quote of the day, young men. The truth sounds like
hate to people who hate the truth. Now say it with me. The truth sounds like hate to people who hate the truth. In a story.
But it's just our opinion. You know what? It's the truth. We go out there and say, you know what? You played like shit this week. Maybe you played like shit. Maybe you got to play better next
the
week.
The truth sounds like hate to people who hate the truth. In this story. And we are 0-2.
Yes.
And
for two teams,
I'm a person who doesn't hate
the
truth.
Win. Two teams that you should have beat, because when you looked at your schedule, you're like, win, win, win. You know what I mean? Like,
if we go around and do a poll right now in this league,
everybody would have picked you guys to win both of these games.
And ask who's the better team, even though they won. When we have our guys, are they better than us?
No.
I still don't think they were better. We still should have won the game.
I heard Koval and the prospects talking like, oh, shit. That's their line. Sean even told me. He said when he looked out and he saw Vinny and Kenny out there, he's like, oh, shit, we're in trouble. He said when I looked around and I didn't see Maurice, he's like, yes, Maurice is in here. Like so,
people can, I'm going to say this. People might think and say whatever they want about Maurice, but Maurice is the straw that stirs our drink.
Yes, he is.
Maurice is the battery that makes our engine go.
You know what? Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, he's that good. But also, Knopp is another guy that is a fucking transmission.
Yeah.
It's a car. He's the battery.
Knopp is a little more interchangeable than Maurice. Maurice is not.
But
really.
There's still
they go hand in
pieces
hand.
That we need.
Yes.
And also Jim.
Should you?
We need Jim.
You had enough weapons out there to win without him. Yes, you could have won without him. You should have won without him. But it didn't work that way. It didn't happen.
But look. For what we did on defense.
Oh, my God. He stopped him like four times.
What we did on defense without those guys.
Yes.
Two key pieces.
Of your defense, yes.
And
you had people on offense.
Not only
are they
two key
offense.
Pieces on offense, but they're key pieces on defense. So. Congratulations to them. If they see us again, if they're lucky enough to see us again,
it'll be different.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It'll
be different next time.
You guys take that.
They know that.
Rub it on their chest.
They know that. Like,
get hype. Fucking do backflips and shit.
They barely won that game. Barely. It was 7-6.
It's not barely washed. It's barely win.
Barely won.
Ha ha!
Barely for the win.
Barely for the win?
Yeah. Barely for the win. It was 7-6, a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter.
It was 7-6 at the 2-minute warning.
You're lucky because you know what? If Maurice, Knopp, Vinny, and Kaney were there, it probably would have been 47-6.
I won't go that far.
We've yet to see your whole team mesh together, so we'll see. But Maurice has been a key part of the Braves for many, many, many years.
I'm not going to sit here and say. I'm going to say.
The defense. He is a main part of the offense.
I'm not going to sit here and say that. I mean, we lost week one, and we had him. So it is what it is.
True.
You know, it's barely for the win.
Barely for the win,
So.
Yeah, barely and for the win. They got it.
They got us. Congratulations. I mean, they got it. We're just not playing
up to our level of
playing football. And that's it.
Yeah, because you have talent without Maurice and Knopp. It's just a lot of drop passes. You have people on offense who never play offense. It just your offense wasn't clicking.
Barely for the win. But once we get our shit together, and we will, and I'm not going to sit here and dwell on it. I'm not even worried about
whatever.
It. Like,
on to the next.
We lost.
Yeah. It happens. I mean, you guys have always, the Braves have always done that. You play down to your competition. But when it comes to Camden and Rock Bottom and performance that, I don't know. And the Ravagers, you'll see a different team out there.
We'll see.
You'll see a different team.
I'm not making no predictions.
Last year, you guys didn't turn it around until the playoffs, the Ravagers game.
We took off.
And nobody thought you were good because you guys barely won.
We barely beat the Panthers.
Yeah. You struggled against teams like the Panthers.
Like I said. We barely for the win, but I still believe in our team, and that's all that matters.
You guys stepped up like you did because a big part of it was Maurice and Kane and everybody like elevated to another level that I'd never seen them play.
They just
before.
Did. They
so,
just did what they were capable of doing.
Yeah. So yes.
And that's it.
Maurice is. It'd be like if you didn't show up to the game. You know, if
I mean,
you weren't there, your team probably would have ran the same way it ran this past week. Maurice is a key part of the mix. Like, he's a shit talker. He runs his beat, but he's definitely a key part of
we need him.
The team.
We need
yes.
him. We need him, but we also need Knopp as
yes.
well.
Yes.
We need him. We need him.
You need,
like, we need him.
Yes.
Like,
Ron's cleats were broken. Like, it was just, Caney had
mess.
No gloves. It was just, like, nothing was working. Caney, like, I'll get a round of applause because he was dying out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
He was playing
broke.
Both.
I actually went over to him like, bro, next week we're going to have enough guys where you don't have to, I don't have
you
to
don't have to do that.
Use
like,
you as much. Like, I see you fucking, like, yeah, shout out to him.
And he never once complained.
And Vinny.
At all. He's been out here since last
yeah.
season. So
yeah.
this is their first games out. But he gave it his all every
yeah.
time he was on the field. He
yeah.
went 110%.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't tell
him
he was tired.
Yo, shout out to fucking
and
Vinny. Man.
Vinny,
yo,
man.
Shout out to fucking Vinny, man.
Good shit.
Yes, Vinny.
I've seen a bunch of...
And a touchdown.
A bunch of barely
well.
Watched
he's filled
people
in.
Were like, oh,
Vinny's a
guy
fucking
from
football
PCR.
Player, man. He's a football player.
Yeah, he definitely
he's,
is.
He's,
like,
he's just a football player. Like,
and he
fits. Filled in. Wherever I needed him. Like, that's why I wanted him, man. Like,
because you can play anywhere.
You need me to rush. You need me to DB. You need me to kick. You need me to punt.
Yeah.
You need me to receive.
Yeah.
You need me to throw. You need me to block. I just love him, man. I
Whaley
love
did,
guys like that.
Didn't cry. Didn't complain. Had a smile on his face and just did it.
Yeah.
Like, did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout
Vinny
out,
and Caney, like, man, good. That was
him.
A good ad for you guys. Like. Okay. You
everybody's
gotta get your whole team together. Hopefully this week we'll see. Hopefully Kings get worked out. Everybody shows up this week because I think with all you guys out there,
I think we're gonna be hard to beat. So
yeah,
tough to beat. However,
Cam thinks they got a new quarterback. Wait till they come up against you guys.
No, stop. I'm not talking to them.
Them
motherfuckers are good.
No, I know. That quarterback, like, his first throw, he fucking threw a bomb to that guy. I don't know his name, but he plays in the same
Bobby.
Game with him.
Bob?
Bobby's the quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The kid with the dreads?
Yes.
I don't know his name, man.
They had
man,
the same uniform on him.
Appalled those dudes from Camden. Bobby and his other the other dude that's from the Stallions from the Northeast League.
Yeah, North.
Shout out to them, man.
You get them for your team. And he's like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
So I saw Seth come out there for a tournament. I didn't even think he was out there scouting. Like, I never even thought to ask them to come play with me on this league.
He's like, he didn't think they had enjoying his friends together.
Yeah, he's like two leagues
these guys
separate.
Are my friends, and these guys are my friends, and he never thought to add them together.
He's like, let's keep the league separate. Like, that's a playing that league with these guys.
I think he didn't think that because of JT. Like, I think he's thinking that JT's our quarterback,
and
we don't need a quarterback.
And he'll be back.
And
JT
he'll be back.
He'll be
so,
back,
yeah. I think that's why he did that, but I get it, but.
Yeah, but still, even Because then he was in there like, man.
If they had him, man, that's a different story.
They're like, the Camden gets Bobby. They get their games changed to 11:15. Now everybody shows up. So they got Kobe. They got Shaq. They got everyone out there on the field. Like, everyone shows up now.
Yeah, man.
So
go for them, man.
But it's still, I don't know. I still don't look right without Egan. Mm. I don't know. I just don't. When you look at Camden, you expect to see Egan out there.
I know it looks crazy.
Yeah.
I know it looks amazing.
I know. I watched 5 minutes.
I know it looks fucking like they're going to be really tough to fucking stop.
I watched 5 minutes of that game. I'm like, I'm out of here. There's enough. There's nothing left to see.
Well, I think Florida Wood played pretty good.
I mean, they put up points with a backup quarterback.
Not even about the points. It's about
I don't know if they
how they
stopped
were trying
them
to
or
defend
not.
It. And it was tough for them to defend it. But I think they played pretty
they
well.
They didn't get shut out. So...
They played pretty well.
They didn't get shut out. And I didn't see if they actually, like, stopped the ball, got turnovers or anything like that. But I know that they didn't get shut out, and they actually scored 2 touchdowns. So, with
them.
The backup quarterback. So, you know what I mean? Florida wins ball in this season, too.
All right. Let's get ready to do fantasy real quick. I got to pee.
Right,
I'll be right back.
Good. Well, I set it up. And you won, so you get to go first.
Yeah. Give the Eagles score. 21 to 41.
Yeah, Eagles got cracked. That's what it was?
Yeah.
The Eagles just lost to
Jalen Hurts
the Cowboys, 21-41. And Jeff here, for all you guys who know him, know how he feels about Carson Wentz. He now feels the same way about Jalen Hurts. He needs to go, get him off the field. He doesn't know what he's doing. The Eagles need to put Gardner Minshew in and get rid of Hurts. He's not the answer. So, I'm sure Jeff's looking at the Eagles like he did when they were with Carson Wentz, and he thinks they are trash. So they're throwing the ball too much. Their play calling is horrible, and it just is a mess. 21-41, like, man, that's bad. All right, so now I'm setting up fantasy. Do three quarterbacks, three defenses. Since it's just me and Jeff. Jeff gets to go first since he won last week. So he gets first pick. So let's see. I'm just setting it up now. I'll wait for him. Quarterback, defense. What else is going on? Like I said, anyone who needs their football relaced, new valve, new bladder, anything like that. If they have a Wilson football, they need it fixed, give it to Ralph. He does a good job. He'll fix it for you guys. We are actually going to start, we're doing raffles. We got some stuff we're going to raffle off. If you guys want to buy some raffle tickets, I'll wait till Jeff comes back to tell you guys about it. But, we're going to start doing some raffles. What else? What else do we got? I don't even know. Yeah, we'll give you some fire for a minute.
Huh?
Give me some fire for a minute.
Put fire over there?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because I didn't know what else to say. I told him about the Eagles. I told him how you feel about Jalen Hurts, that he's the next Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. and that he needs to go. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
The play calling is the worst thing that I've seen in a while.
So like, he throws the ball too much.
They have no...
So, like, for those of
I think they said Miles Sanders ran the ball twice the whole game.
But for those of you who knows how Jeff feels about Carson Wentz, he now feels the same way about Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't think Jalen's the answer for the Eagles.
Nope.
He's not it.
Nope. All right.
I told him about Ralph. They need their football fixed. Take it to Ralph.
What else?
That's about all I had to throw in there. All
right. Hit the Cash App.
Oh, yeah. Throw some money in the Cash App. Palestine Barbershop Talk Radio. Oh, the raffles. I said that we got some stuff we're going to raffle up.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
yeah.
Do it
let's
after.
Show them. Let's show them.
So,
all right, so.
So, we got to sell raffle tickets. So, anybody who's interested in buying raffle tickets, let me know. Let Jeff know. So.
All right, we'll do this.
How much the ticket is?
Brand new.
Still wrapped up.
JBL.
Charged for speaker, Bluetooth speaker. For any of you who don't know, it's the one that Jeff's always carrying around with.
I always
with
carry out one. I have one of those, but
same exact
I got
one.
Another one. Got one for Christmas. I'm going to wrap
still
this
wrapped
one
up,
off.
Still in a package, never opened. How much is the raffle tickets for that?
What are you going to do?
Start the raffle at $5 for a ticket. Because this is like a $300 speaker.
$150, $160, something like that. No, $180. I don't know, something like that. Then I got a couple more other things. Like, actually, I might just put it all together.
Do one big raffle.
Coach
men's
wallet.
Men's coach wallet.
Men's coach wallet.
One, I wish that side. I don't know if they can see it.
No, it's too blurry. Back it up right there. Yeah, they can see it.
Nah, it's 175.
Valued for, still in the package. The rest up.
Brand new, brand new, brand new.
Letter of authenticity in there for all you, coach fellas out there to know anything about it. We got another coach, men's coach. The keychain, a wallet, and a money clip.
Brand new.
Brand
genuine
new.
Genuine leather. How much is it on the back?
Still in the package. Everything's still wrapped up.
It's brand new. Brand new. Brand new.
Valued for $225.
All right. All right, that one, and that's $1.
This
and then
men's. And then we got a women's.
For the women, anybody have a wife, anything like that?
Girlfriend, daughter.
Girlfriend. Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Nice little wallet there.
It's a clutch purse.
Is it a purse?
Yeah, it's a clutch purse. But it has charms that you can change for the side.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a
brand
purse. It's a clutch purse.
Still in the thing.
Still wrapped up. Still in the package.
Brand new. So.
Never been used.
Never been used. It's brand new. Never been used.
$195.
$200. Dollar. Dollar, 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 dollar raffles. Here, show them the tickets real quick. If you guys want to just raffle and shit off.
Hey, we got a bunch of stuff we're giving it to our loyal listeners. We'd rather give it to our loyal listeners.
And I have some free gifts for some of the loyal listeners. But,
and fans, and, yeah.
But
so we're doing
tickets.
Each one separate.
Yeah, just one for the speaker.
All right, so how much?
$5.
$5 for the speaker, $1 for everything else.
Yeah.
$1 for the wallet, $1
raffle tickets. And if you guys want them, let me know. Hit me up. We'll
the
be
drawing
at the
is going to be.
Wait. Should we do it for 2 weeks or should we do it for a month? No, let's do it for 2 weeks.
All right, we'll see 2 weeks. And if we don't have enough, then we can extend it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right. Fuck it.
It does. Right. I mean. Sorry, so the drawing's going to be, today is the 28th now, but it's really 27th. So the drawing's going to be October 11th, 2 weeks from today. It'll be a Monday.
We'll do it right on the show.
Pick the ticket on the show.
When you get the ticket, you put your name on it and your
number.
And
your phone number. That's it. We don't need your address.
I can contact you from there. That's it. Name, number, ticket, and then.
We'll pick the ticket on Monday's show, October 11th. We'll pick it on the show right where you guys can see it and call it out, and that's it. The winner
$5 can get you a fucking $200 speaker.
Let us know which drawing.
A $300 purse.
Enter.
I mean purse.
Wallet.
$200 wallets. Shit, whatever. We got other stuff. We'll see how this goes. I got other stuff I want
to
get.
This is just the start. Like, this is just small things to start and see if it actually picks up and goes anywhere. So let us know. Which raffle you want to enter?
Raffle, the women's clutch purse, the men's wallet. It's $1.
Other men's wallet with the keychain. So
brand new.
Let us know which one. Buy your tickets. Get them. Drawings October 11th.
Just $1. I know you guys got $1, man.
Support our channel.
And if you're the only person to freaking that's in it, you're going
to
win
it. We're doing this for our loyal fans, you know, trying to give back to those who listen to us and support our channel. So,
and I appreciate you guys.
We got some gifts for you guys.
But yeah, I actually got free stuff for a few people that f with me.
You know,
our loyal
call-ins and people we know who constantly listen to us. We got a couple giveaways.
So I'm gonna walk up to you and hand you something and say thank you.
We appreciate you. We wouldn't be able to do this if you guys didn't listen. So,
yeah. So I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you guys listening to us and, you know, just support our channel. Buy some raffle tickets.
Raffle. All right.
On to fantasy. All right. So you won. So you get first pick.
All right. But there's like mad teams to buy, so.
Oh, yeah. There's three teams. Rock Bottom, Usual Suspects, and someone else. Goonies have a bye this week. So
Rock Bottom, Usual Suspects, and the Goonies.
So you got Steel City versus Sloth, Performs Lab versus Google Painting.
All right, I'm taking the fucking obvious.
Give me Bobby. Bubba Bobby Boucher from Camden. Bubba Bobby Boucher from Camden.
You stink.
Ah.
You go Camden's defense?
It's no, you.
No, I'm saying you meant Camden's defense, right?
No, I meant I said Bobby. Is Bobby the name of their defense?
It could be. I don't know, man. Stats is so secretive. It might be.
I know.
Your defense might be called Bobby. First he said we could record the offense of the other team. But then he's like, No. Dude. Oh, like, what are you afraid we're gonna see your defense?
Right, dude, stop it. Nobody cares.
Hey, I'm flattered that you think we would steal your plays or something. I don't know. I don't know what he thinks, but you got that one off. I'm not promising that we won't ever record your game ever again. But
it was an interesting game.
I promise you, when you play Rock Bottom, we will be recording that. Or when you play Steel City, we'll be recording that. So.
Or us.
Yeah.
Any other game that's interesting enough to
we'll
be,
definitely
that
be,
needs to be recorded.
The Braves game. You can't tell
I'm documenting history here, bro.
And you want your game recorded. He can't say that you can't record your team. So we'll definitely be recording that game. But anyway, on to the next. I'm going to go with Matt from Steel City. And then I'm going to go with...
Wait, who's Matt playing?
This loss. Then I'm going to go with Camden's defense. you got two picks. You got loss versus Steel City, Performance Lab versus Google Painting, for the win versus the Prospect. The Bulldogs, Barely Washed, Panthers, Braves, Ravagers.
I gotta
get some more soda.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Alright, give me...
I don't know what to make of this game. Performance Lab and Google Painting.
I'm going Performance Lab QB.
That's why I didn't know what to make of that. Because when they played each other in a championship game, Performance Lab blew them out, but that was with Tom Graves.
Yeah, I'm going with Performance Lab QB.
Mhm. Okay. We need one more quarterback and three defenses.
Give me Jim.
No, that was gonna be my pick.
Give me Braves QB.
That was gonna be my pick. All right, this
QB
is be
Braves.
This is gonna be the week you guys turn it around. All right. Damn, he stole my pick. Ooh, it's going to be tight with quarterbacks if there's three teams out.
I got all three of mine.
I know. And you always go for Tyree. He's on a bye this week.
Tyree this week.
All right, so.
Good luck.
I'm going to go with, I hate to do it. I don't want to do it, but I have to because we're short. I'm going to go with Alex from Barely Washed.
Why you hate to do it?
Because.
you might light up the world.
But then again, Ralph might fucking, I don't know. Ralph's due for a win. And then, do I go with Prospects or for the win? Prospects or for the win? I'm going to go with K-Sizzle. K-Sizzle was looking good out there.
All right.
As long as Manny's there, like, K-Sizzle was looking pretty good. All right, so you need three defenses. Camden's defense is off the table. Everyone else is open.
Give me... Give me Performance Lab. All
right.
Defense and give me Steel City's defense.
Ah, you suck. And when I was looking at quarterbacks, I'm like, damn, I should have picked Steel City's defense because you didn't have any quarterbacks left. Like, I could have went back for them. All right. So I'm gonna go with Barely Washed and Braves.
Right.
I mean, you guys might be struggling, but you're still number four in defense.
Yeah, I was going to take Bree.
I know. You said Bree. You still need one more.
And
so we got Lost Defense, Google Painting, For the Win, Prospects, Bulldogs, Panthers, Ravagers.
All
right. I'll go something to that game. For the Win or the Prospects. That's the only game that something hasn't been picked from yet.
Well, give me Prospects Defense. You're done, right?
Yeah, I was looking. Yeah, the Prospects are higher than 4-1 by 1 point. All right, so you got Bobby from Camden.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever NJ Labs quarterback is now, Jim from the Braves. Yeah, NJ Labs defense, Steel City's defense, and the Prospects defense. I got Matt from Steel City, Alec from Barely Washed, K-Sizzle from the Prospects, Camden's defense, Barely Washed defense, and the Braves defense. That's our week 3 fantasy picks.
Let's go. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that Cash App.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on our other links. All the social media links are in the description below. Throw some money in the Cash App. Subscribe to the channel. Thumbs up the video. And buy a raffle ticket. Don't forget to buy a raffle ticket.
Come support your boy, man.
Yeah, come support your channel. Help us get rid of some of the stuff that we're not using. No, I'm not going to say that. Help us get rid of some of the stuff. These were gifts that were bought that you just, you know, not using. So we're putting them to a good cause.
Yeah.
Buy a raffle ticket. Don't forget to get your raffle ticket.
Raffle.
Subscribe to the channel.
It's
and
$1 or $5.
$5 for the speaker, $1 for anything else. It's a Coach wallet. You can't beat it. For a $1 raffle ticket, you have a chance to win a Coach wallet.
It's $200
Coach wallet. Like, come on. People wouldn't even spend that much on a wallet ever. So
you can get it for $1.
$1. You have the lucky chance of getting it for $1.
And
Christmas is coming. Might as well start stacking up on those gifts. We're going to be doing some raffles. Might as well stock up on some stuff. What else? Anything else you got to put out there?
I think that's it. Congratulations to everyone that won this week.
Congratulations to everyone that won. On to the next week. We are now going into week 4.
And we'll have a bye week.
Oh, yeah, next
5,
week.
A league bye for Band-Aid.
Yeah, actually, so we got this weekend. Oh, wait. Yeah, so we'll be doing the drawing the Monday after the bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you guys got a game this Sunday, and then next week everybody has a bye, and then we'll pick the drawing.
Make it the 18th. Make it the 18th. All right. That'll be the date. Because I want to actually, I don't still want to be this week to sell it, and then.
Okay,
you know
gotcha. All right, oh, yeah, and then nobody's out there next week. Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so scratch that. The drawing will be October 18th, so it'll be the Monday after the week 6 games. Week 6 is the last day to get your raffle tickets.
Raffle!
October 18th. Yeah, no one's here the 10th, so we only have a week to sell raffle tickets.
The dollar.
Yeah, get your raffle tickets. Subscribe to the channel. Come support us. Everyone says that they love what we do. Everyone had many people say they like the show, so
subscribe and hit those raffle tickets. It's $1 and I'm giving it away.
Yeah, basically. Basically giving it away.
So.
All right.
That's it.
We'll see y'all Sunday.
Hit the Cash App. That's Barbershop Talk Radio.
$ Barbershop Talk Radio.
$
If you look up Barbershop Talk Radio, it won't come up. Got to throw the $ in front of it.
$ Barbershop Talk Radio. Hit that Cash App.
Good luck to everybody this week coming
up. Yes, sir. Good luck. Congratulations to Barely Washed. Good for you guys, man.
You
guys got that off. I am not knocking you.
You guys won.
You still feel the way you feel about the team and the quarterback.
Only
yeah,
person,
yeah.
Only person. I mean.
Oh, what do you bring up, G?
Yeah, the only person that pissed me off was G. I go to shake his hand, right? Like this. Shake his hand.
Like a man.
He says, fuck me, and gives me double Stone Cold Steve Austin fingers. I'm like, for real, bro?
It's like that?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, cool. Don't
wow.
talk to me no more.
Wow.
Cool. Peace, dog. Like.
It's like that? Like that
wow.
serious?
It's like that, bro? Like. I've never even
everyone else
him.
Talking to you. Sean,
yeah, bro, it's
Jose.
Entertainment. Fuck you. Like, what, bro? For real? Okay,
there's
cool.
Owen. Now we're on. What's up? Damn too late. Let my ass off. How's Florida?
You enjoying yourself in Florida there, yeah? Owen?
Your team won 21-19. You guys pulled it through barely for the win, but you guys won.
But back to... G, like, come on, bro. Where's your sportsmanship, bro? Like, come
yes.
on, dog.
Everyone
like,
else
it's not
it
that
off.
Serious, dog. It's not that serious. If you don't like the show, then don't watch it.
Right. If you don't like what we say, don't listen
yeah,
to it.
Like,
don't say you're listening. And
nobody singled you out. Nobody disrespected you.
We don't
you.
Think we said his name.
No.
At all.
I don't think I did either.
I mean, I think
but,
I...
But to give me the Stone Cold Steve Austin double middle fingers and say, fuck me.
You wouldn't even shake your hand?
Wouldn't shake my hand.
Yeah.
So don't shake my hand. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't watch my show.
Don't yeah.
keep it at that. Like, I mean, bro.
It's all
entertainment,
good fun.
Bro.
It's all good fun.
You ain't
got
to be like, you ain't got to be all like hostile and out of your mind. Like, what's okay? Cool.
I think I said it once. G and key or we or something. That's I think that's all I said. But
well, serious.
I
not
mean,
that serious.
Jose,
though. Not that serious.
Wasn't mad. Sean wasn't mad. And they're
mad
the two,
about what?
They're the two.
Mad about what? What is there to be mad about?
But they're the two that. You,
like I said. The truth sounds like hate to people who hate the truth. I never disrespected none of them dudes. Like, I just told you my opinion. You don't like it, then don't fucking listen.
Yeah, and I wonder what you said that made them mad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that just that they stink.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that their
the
quarterback stink.
The truth sounds like hate to people that hate the truth.
Their quarterback stunk.
I don't know. But
I don't know.
Yo, shout out to fucking that kid. He played well. Played well.
He did play well.
He played well. So.
He definitely played well. He even ran the ball in at one point. And even his team was like, he runs like he's got cement bricks in his feet. But he did it. He ran it
he
in.
He played well, he, man.
He
I have nothing negative to say about the young man. He's getting better. Played well. That's it. But,
he didn't hold on to the ball long at all. He wasn't holding
on. He was getting
rid
of the ball. He was getting yes. he was doing
yes.
his thing.
One point he threw the ball and somebody on the sideline said, that looked like a knuckleball.
I heard that. I heard that in the video.
It's in the video, like that looked like a knuckleball.
I heard that in the video today. I'm like, whoa, shit, who said that?
I forget. It might have been Cheek or somebody from the prospect. Somebody definitely said that looked like a knuckleball. you played offense and defense.
Yeah.
Where you
Jeff
going
Kirby
in?
Talking shit.
When
that's
you went in on kick
but, oh, yo, let me run up the curb like, yo. You making fun of me, Kirby?
Yeah.
I'm not going to shake your hand. Like, come on, dog. Grow the fuck. Girl off, bro.
Oh, and you missed it. He played offense and defense this week. And
come on.
He went in on kick return and barely washed our whole team. Like, plowed into him.
Yeah, it got me pretty good.
They stole his lunch money and left him on the ground. Like,
yeah.
They saw you coming and they forgot blocking for their guy. They just went right after you.
Yeah, they did get me good. But, hey, man, it's football.
the score to your game was 21-19. The prospects lost both of their extra points, so you guys won it. He said, my boy Slim, how'd you do? Playing both sides. How'd you do? What do you mean?
How'd I do?
How'd you,
bro, we didn't have Maurice. We didn't have Knopp. So that's how I did. Like, that's how we did. We didn't have our two best players.
Barely watched one. 13.
And we lost by 7 points. Or 6 points.
Just, yeah.
It was 7-6.
Like 3 minutes left?
With the 2 minute warning. At the 2 minute warning, it was 7-6.
Yeah, and then they got.
They scored.
We got sloppy. Your team got sloppy, and
they scored, and then we tried to drive at the end, but we didn't. So.
Oh, he said, nah, the score for y'all game, not mine. Your score, the Braves score
13-6. Like I just said, it was 7-6 at the 2 minute warning.
And then a little sloppy game playing on the Braves side, and
I'm going to say this: You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm not going to go would it, could have, should have. But I think they know.
They do.
I think they know.
They do.
I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to even say it. But they know what I'm thinking, and they know, and they're thinking the same exact
fucking
thing.
They do, because I talk to them. They do. They
do. Don't say it. Don't say it.
They know it.
I think they know. So.
He said, oh, okay, and he's out there flipping you off?
Yeah. Gave me the two Stone Cold Steve Austin fucking fingers. Yeah. I'm like, bro, and wouldn't shake my hand. I'm like, bro, it's like that for real, dog?
Just because you're a better team than them. And like, you still believe that you're a better team than them.
I'm like, okay, let me get words from this guy. I'm like, all right, peace. And then when I came back up later, he's like, try to, like.
Be all nice. Like,
yeah, like, just, bro, you already said and did enough. I'm cool. That's what it is now. So just don't fuck with me.
Keep the same energy.
Yeah, just leave me the fuck alone. I won't talk to you. You won't talk to me. And we can leave it at that. Like, I thought we was cooler than that. But
like, it's just a game.
It's just a game, bro.
Anything we say is all good fun, except for the fact
entertainment.
That you really believe that you're better than them. So you know you're
better. I think they fucking know it, too. So
they do.
I think they know it, too.
I was talking to them after.
I think they know it,
too.
So. But I'm glad they're excited about their win, but I think they know what it is. They know what it is.
I told you what Sean said. He's like, oh, shit, you got Vinny and Kenny. We're in trouble. He said, when I looked around and I didn't see Maurice, I'm like, yes, we got this game.
Because
so,
that's how important Maurice is. He's our best player. If you don't have your best player, and then Knopf is arguably our best player.
Two.
You don't have him, it's not the same thing.
It's between the two.
So
both have just as important.
And then we got Katie and Vinny, who are awesome players, but that's the first time they ever played with us.
Never played with Jim before. Never.
I'm not making excuses. They won the game.
But, I mean, should you guys have won? Yes, you guys should have won. But
I still think we should have won the game.
On your defense.
I still think we should have won the game. I still think we should have won the game.
You should have.
I still think we should have won the game.
You should have won 4-1.
Even though we didn't have our best players.
You should have beat 4-1, and you should have beat Barely Washed. You should have. You had, but you didn't have your best players, but you had enough people out there to win. It came down to stupid stuff. Drop plays. That cost you to turn over the ball, and then they scored. Like, it was just, you know,
they scored
sloppiness.
Right after 2-1, I think they scored.
And that was it.
And right on, like, on third or fourth
you
down.
You guys had 40 seconds left.
But they had a lot of drop passes.
They had mad drop passes.
But
I told you, Andrew said that was the worst he ever played. Never played that bad before.
Shout out to Andrew, man.
Boy, he's a beast.
Yeah.
And he blacked out.
I hope he's okay, man. Like, matter of fact, I'm going to try to get his number and give him a call, see if he's all right, man.
He did. He hit his head, and he said he blacked out for a minute. And he's like, I almost definitely have a concussion from that.
Yeah,
like, he's all black for a minute.
Yeah, I hope he's all right, man. Like, because
he seems like a good guy. We're
he seems like a cool dude. Cool dude.
I didn't know. When you added Andrew to the list, I had no idea who he was.
Yeah, but nobody else did either.
Now
until,
I see, like,
he's a flat-out fucking baller.
He's a beast.
He's a flat-out baller.
I keep telling everybody on your team, like, cover that guy. Cover him.
Yeah.
Like, make sure somebody stay with him.
But I don't feel like I deserve the double fucking burned, man. Like, for real, dog.
Not from them.
No.
Like, if the Ravagers didn't give you the double bird after
why would they give
you
the double bird?
Like, playoff game, then
why?
Barely Washed?
I didn't, yeah, like, why? Why? Now, it wasn't Barely Washed. It was fucking G. G's
sure
from Barely Washed. G was a light-skinned kid. The one got the last interception. I guess he was flying on that high of getting his first interception in the league.
He would have scored if Jim didn't tag him.
Yeah.
Ellen said, y'all just got to lock in. You'll be straight.
I'm not worried about it, man.
Nah, get it together. Like you said, we got to work out the kinks. Get everybody there. That's the whole point, the whole problem. Everybody there at one time.
Yeah, so, but we'll work. Yo, listen, look at my face. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about none.
Wait, what is it? It's 15 teams. So it's the top 8 is elite and the bottom 7 goes for the top 8 is elite and A. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just got to make it in the top 8.
I ain't worried about nothing.
At least not this loss.
No. Like I said,
whatever.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
You brushed that dirt off your shoulder.
I ain't worried about nothing.
He said, don't got to be worried, but got to start winning these type of games. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's
but I got to have my guys there. I'm the architect, bro. I can say.
He's the coach. He's the.
I can say I want this building to be this way, but if it doesn't work out that way, because people.
You can't make
aren't there, I can't, like, Kanop had another game.
And Maurice had another game.
Maurice had another game. It is what it is.
I get it. They.
But I didn't know that until, like.
Maurice told you a couple days before.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, I knew Kanop wasn't going to be there until a couple days before.
But like, you still had hope that Maurice was going to come.
Yeah, I was still.
Because he only said that he wasn't going to come if he won.
If they lost. No, if they won.
If they won, they were going to stay.
So I thought he was still going to come. So I was still holding on to hope that he would still show up. But
yeah. It didn't work out that way.
It didn't happen. But it's still not the reason we lost.
No, it's not. Because you had
enough
to do it.
Yeah.
Like I said, it came down to the last drive. No, because Jim got the ball back after they scored. You had 40 seconds left, but you couldn't make it down the field fast enough. So the drive right before that, it was just too many drops.
Yeah.
I think a pick was thrown. It just, you know what I mean? It's just,
mm-hmm.
You guys weren't playing your best. It's the best part of being a top team. People need to show up.
Absolutely. That's the top part of being any team. And I think.
And it's so, like, to the point where he'll go pick up his whole team if he has to.
Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, he'll go drive around. Oh, you what? You don't got a ride? Like, he'll go drive around and pick up the whole
team. I have. Yeah. I haven't done that in a
No, you haven't had to.
Yeah.
But
I have.
There's times where you've gone and picked up half the roster
yeah.
to make sure they're there and then drop them off. So,
oh, my God, especially in the early days.
Oof.
I know.
You had to leave early and had the 8:45 game and you had to go.
Leave at 7.
Scramble
and
up to go pick
get
up
everybody
Tim and Maurice.
Tim,
yes.
Maurice, fucking Dimitri.
Anthony.
Dimitri,
yes.
Fucking, now Anthony always had a car, but like. Fucking bricks.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's always something like, yeah, you did have mad people at one point. Because then when you tried, like, hey, can you go pick up Dimitri? Before you tried giving it off to other people, fucking, they didn't get whoever they were supposed to pick up, didn't come to the game. Like,
yeah,
you had Mike go pick up Dimitri
he's
one
like,
time.
Oh, I don't know where he's at. Like, he lives right there. Oh,
yeah.
God.
He wasn't outside. He said, do you still love the prospects?
What the fuck, bro? The prospects lost by 2 points, dog.
Yo,
this?
They played well. They played really
well. Why you acting like y'all blew them out? Y'all ain't blow them out, though.
Watch the video. We put the video. It's not much. It's only a little bit of.
Or watch Larry's. I didn't. Or
yeah,
watch Larry's live footage.
Go to Larry Bryant on Facebook. He has your whole game live.
All right. It's 2 points, though.
We got to watch a couple clips on it. Like
a
2 point
loss.
They played well. K Sizzle played well. Manny played well. Who's the guy on your team with the braids? Is that Jasmir? Jasmir played well. He played really good. He had one on our film. I don't know about Larry's, but from when I started watching it, Scott threw him like a bomb. He started running, like scored a touchdown. Nobody even chased after him. That guy was pretty good. Nah. It's not that he loves the prospects. He just knows what they got. And same thing. They're just like the Braves. If they can get their kinks worked out, they could be good. They have the potential to be good.
Just figuring out. I'm not. Listen, I ain't worried about nothing.
Yeah.
We blew 2 games.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
You just can't blow.
I don't feel like we lost. Like, I feel like it was more what we did.
Yes, it was.
Not what they did.
Yes. It had nothing to do with
what we
them.
Did. Like.
I don't know about 4-1 because I wasn't there, but I know this past...
Same thing. I think 4-1 was worse than this one.
From what I've seen from the footage, you guys blew that too. But from what I've seen from this footage, it was the Braves' fault. And I'm not going to single anybody out. You know who you are and what you did and didn't do. It was the Braves' fault why you guys lost. Not barely washed.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with what they did or didn't do. It was what the Braves didn't do. Drop balls,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
We'll see.
Jose being offside.
Yeah. Drunk refs, I guess.
Yeah.
Pull it up.
So, because for whoever plays barely washed, I'm going to give you guys a clue. This is what Jose does. He lines up behind the refs
Okay. He did that, but he's not the only person that's done that. But
all right, I'm going to show you all the video.
That's not the one that really pissed me off. It was the one where, you know what? Yo, I'm going to keep it real. George was off sides too.
Was he?
Yeah. George was off sides too, and he just wasn't.
The
ref
wasn't calling anything. Neither of them. I'm not good. All right, I won't show.
I'm just talking about the blind judge.
All right, we got to show. It has nothing to do with singling out the refs. This is Jose. So forever, whoever plays Barely Washed in the future, beware. Because Mike snapped the ball, and he turned around, and Jose's in his face already. He didn't even have a chance to block him.
Just pull off the one off Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
What number? Where's the time at? I'm trying to think.
It's
the
end. It's your last drive. Oh, that's where he busted his
head. It's not our last drive. It's our second to last drive.
Yeah, we threw an interception.
No, it's back.
As before this?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is it, ain't it? That's one of them. All right, this is one of them. It's this and the one after this. Yeah, that's one of them, so. 1342. That's where he gets back.
It's
okay.
It's not that one.
1342 right here. All right, so.
Just go to 13.
This is it, 13, 41.
Yeah, but you know how it is. It's going to play, like, instantly. Nah, that's not it.
That's the one where we went behind the rest.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. 1342, and then.
Yeah, that's the one where we went behind the rest.
He's all fucking sides, man. He's sharing the screen.
Look at it. He's already off sides right there. I'll go back it up a second. Nice to let me make it bigger. Hold on, you'll see him go up. All right, so let's see. So y'all could say, because, you know, we always got to fucking point out, but this is for you, Jose. You know you were offside. You know it.
It's actually a kind of a sneaky thing to do.
Actually, it is, because they weren't catching it. So, but I'm just saying, for whoever plays Barely Washed in the future, be prepared for this. Look, he's already going offside already. Right there. Look at that. In the offside.
No, not yet. Look where the cone's at. Hold on. Keep going. Yeah. All right. Now he's fucking off sides. Look, now he's off sides. He lined up.
He's lined up with Mike right there.
He's lined up past Mike.
He's lined up.
His head's
Mike.
In the fucking backfield. His head's in the backfield. Okay. Let's see.
Then Jim called a timeout.
All right.
Now he lines up behind the ref.
Yeah, this is where he lines up behind the ref. Watch this. He's standing next to him. Look at him. Look where he's at. He's over the fucking line. Pause that.
He's over the line.
Look where the line's at. Look where he's at. Look where the shadows. Look where he's at.
He's supposed to be behind the orange cone?
Yes. Look where he's at.
To start, yeah. And Mike didn't even throw the ball yet. Oh, he did.
Jim doesn't even got the ball yet.
Yeah.
Jim doesn't even have the ball yet. It's not even in his hands yet.
Yeah.
And he's already...
On his way. Basically.
Now the whistle blows. Look, you just heard the whistle. He's already on his way.
He's already 5 steps into it.
Yes.
All right, then this one, too. There's a bunch of them. He did it all game. You know he did, Jose. Look at this. Look where he's lined up already.
Not yet. He's getting there. Let it go.
This is the one. This is the play that I put on Facebook.
Nah, it's not it. It's not it. He was more further over. He was more further over to the... All right. That one was better, but that wasn't
that's
it.
That's when they had Coop block it. Okay.
All right. Let it rip. That's not it.
No, what we're talking about, he's
lined
him.
Up on the side. Yeah,
with him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the next play. It's this play right here. Watch this shit. Get ready to pause.
He interacts with Tim.
Look where he's at. Look at the cone.
So for you guys,
look at the cone. He's in front of the fucking, you could, he's in front of the ref damn near.
Yeah.
All right. Now watch this. This is pretty fucking bad. Watch this.
He pushes Tim. See that? That's him right here. Tangling with Tim. Hopefully you guys can
see. Sean Jam. Hold up.
Hopefully you guys can see my little pointer there.
Hold on.
Jim doesn't even have the ball yet.
Look.
Jim just got the ball and Jose's already coming.
Yeah. Look at that.
Like Mike turned around and Jose was already on his way.
Already running. Rewind is just a touch. Just a touch. So we just see this.
No,
he just blew the whistle and he's 10 yards deep. Both of them were offside.
Both were offside and the whistle was just blown.
And this guy don't get that?
No, and you screamed it, too. And they get a sack. Of course they do. That's where it is. That's where they, you lost momentum. That's
it. It's six to seven.
7-6.
And rewind that again, please. I've never seen nothing like that in my life.
They got the sack right there. It was a turnover. Then they scored on the next drive. Like,
just a little bit
that
more.
That was it. That was the game right there.
This is a joke.
But you said to the ref, they're off sides. He looks at you.
It says, no, they're not.
Picks the coat up and keeps on walking.
Watch this shit. Watch this shit. Watch this shit. Bro, fumble. Yo.
That's crazy.
Both of them. Does the ref not know the count? He's not even, hold up. Do you even hear a count?
No. But he's the one blowing the whistle.
Listen for a count. Listen for a count.
He's counting, though, because I just counted this three.
He said, that's one, that's two, that's three. By the time he says three, this is where he just said three and blew the whistle. Watch, all right, rewind it. Watch where he put the whistle to his lips. All right, let's see where they are. Let's see where they are when he puts the whistle to his lips.
It's after this one.
It's after this one.
You got Tim.
All right. Watch where he puts the whistle to his lips. And see where Jose's at. And then pause it.
Right there.
That's a fucking joke.
No wonder why he got a sack. Like, Mike didn't have a chance to
did you
stop
just see him? Did you just see him fucking do it, right?
Yeah, that's why I paused it. Yeah.
Right. That's when he blew the whistle, just now. Look where they are.
Yeah, they're already 10 steps. Like, they're already halfway to gym. Mike didn't even have a chance. He snapped the ball, and both of them were already on his ass. Like, there's nothing he could do. Of course they're going to get a sack, and that's it. The game's over.
If that guy, I like that ref.
You thought he was your favorite ref, too.
He is. But, come on, man. Let's do it again. Rewind it again. So everybody can see this.
But I mean.
So everybody can see this. So everybody can see.
Not pictures, because everybody always said. Oh,
I don't give a fuck. This is not why we lost. But it's 7-6 at this point. Okay? 7-6, we have the ball.
And you're on what? The 30-yard line? Something
and we're,
like that.
We're past the first down. We're moving the ball.
You just got the first down. Yeah.
Watch this. Look where they are.
That was probably the worst one. Like, the worst.
Look where they are.
He was offsides every time, but that was probably the worst one.
Look where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying George was offsides, but it was close. Not like that. Not like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they.
That deserves Charlie Murphy.
But they're just out there just to,
One keeps the clock. One counts
for the
Mississippi's, and one is just on the outside. No, they all supposed to keep the score. One keeps the
one just picks flowers.
Oh no, one's on the outside. I'm not, like I said, I'm not trashing the refs.
But
what I'm doing is showing.
I mean, that's twice though. For the win call cost you the game. This call possibly
cost
you. It didn't, but it could have. We don't know what it could have, should have. Who knows what would have happened if he didn't get that sack? Would you guys have scored? Maybe. What was it? Fourth.
6 to 7.
Yeah, no, but what?
That was fourth down, but we still should have got another play. He's offsides. Like, both of them are offsides.
Yeah.
Let's do it one more time.
We're not picking out the rest. We're just saying whoever has barely watched coming up in the future.
I'm just saying whoever fucking just, they have to, it has to be better than this.
Yeah. And who's barely watched?
It has to be better than this.
Panthers, big, be prepared for Jose to be all sides, okay, big?
I'm just saying, it has to be better than this. You cannot do this. This is not fair. This is not fair. Watch. Do it again, please.
Ralph, be prepared for this, Ralph.
Watch this. Come on. Lined up offside.
This guy's not. But
no,
Jose
but Jose is.
But he's all sides, too.
But watch. What? 1001, 1002, 1003. And you don't see these guys already engaged with the center?
Well, no, you just blew the whistle and they're already halfway there. He didn't.
Maybe he doesn't understand how it works.
They just wanted the game to be over.
Yeah, I guess.
They know.
Say that again.
They just wanted.
Say that again.
He didn't care.
He didn't care.
He just wanted the game to be over.
He didn't care.
He's like, he was over. He was talking to the other ref on the sideline, asking where they were refing at.
Afterwards.
Where they were going this week or whatever. The guy said he was going to Wagner. He's like, oh, I was just there last weekend and this and that. And they were talking about the locker room was trash and all this stuff. They didn't care. This is just, I bet you they ref for Wagner better than they do here.
I don't know what the fuck, but.
I don't know what Wagner is, but.
You can't be line judge if that's what you're doing.
Right. What are you out there for then?
That's not even.
You know what? I thought he was good, too.
I do.
He's
seen
the one
him.
From the Rock Bottom game. Yeah. When he played Rock Bottom.
I've seen him make calls.
In the championship game, he was the line judge. Or he was on the side. He was on the side, yeah. He was. Okay.
Can't do this, dude.
I mean, they all do, but.
You can't do this.
All right, let's catch your.
One more time.
So, Big, be ready. Ralph, be ready. They're going to be offside. Jose is going to be offside. See that? Jose, you want to leave early? We're just going to have every team prepared for you. Since the refs aren't going to call it, you might as well prepare the other teams.
Like, what is that? What is that? That's not offside.
You know
that's
what?
Just... That's like
you should have wore your refing uniform out there this week. Like
that's beyond all sides.
I ain't gonna play. So they don't take their flags out ever, unless it's from Reese.
How can you miss this?
Ew, he did it.
And I'm telling him too.
No,
I'm telling him he's offside.
He knows the guy. It's like Sal. Remember when in the GC Irish game when you're like, he's offside, and Sal turns around, looks at you like, you should have seen the guy next to him, laughing at you.
Both
this was the same. He was laughing at you as he picked the cone up and moved it back. He knew.
Yeah.
He knows. He didn't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. Yeah, they just want the game to be over. They just want the game to be over.
You know what? I might not pay them until after the game. Seriously.
Could they come over at halftime? Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, if that's
if they're going to be fair to me, then I don't.
Because really, all you're paying them for is to keep the time and blow the whistle.
If you're not going
to
be fair to me, if you're not going to be fair to my team, this is egregious.
Because they called you offsides. Javon got an offside.
I don't remember. But
yes, he did.
I don't remember. But this is egregious. I said Javon. I know which call was definitely offside a couple times.
Javon got
but
an offside.
But not. This is egregious. This is ridiculous. Right in front of him.
Clear as day. Like. Clear as day. Jim didn't stand a chance.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Now, they should be where the ref is, and they should now be on their way to Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not. They're already past Mike. They already broke through Mike. Jose did.
Broke through Mike. Mike just snapped the ball.
He snapped the ball and turned around, and Jose was there. There's nothing he could do. So Jose ran through him and already broke through him. Like, Mike couldn't hold him. There's nothing he could do.
That's a joke, dude.
There's nothing he could do. Well, technically right there, George was offside, I guess. But not as bad as that.
This is ridiculous.
So that's it. So the refs aren't going to call it.
Fuck it.
Every team who has barely watched on their schedule, be prepared for Jose coming early. He's going to come early. He did it all game. The less they called it, the farther and farther it got. The fat, you know what I mean? The sooner he left. They didn't call it. They didn't call it.
I just want everybody to look at where he blows the whistle, where his arm goes up to blow the whistle, and where they're at.
What he does is he lines up with the receiver and pretends to jam him, and then starts running for
it
the rusher.
Still doesn't matter, dude. You're
so,
still fucking.
I guess he thinks he's
throwing. He still went when as soon as he said go.
I guess he thinks he's throwing the rusher. He's throwing the refs off.
He's tricking the refs?
Yeah, by thinking he's a DB instead of a rusher.
Anybody that knows what they're doing is going to call that. That's egregious.
No, not in this league. They're not going
to
call it.
Let's go. Let's end it. Let's end it. All right. Thank you. Hit the Cash App. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. Like, yo, Owen, man, I'll see you out there. You should be back this week.
Yeah, they got a bye this week, and he's still Florida. So. And then they're closed next week for band day. So.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a couple weeks, man.
2 weeks out there.
Yo, buy some raffle tickets. Hit the Cash App.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the channel. Have a nice
team.
Day, guys.
Some raffles. Right. Everybody make sure to get a raffle ticket.
That's the worst offense I've ever seen in my life.
Everybody, make sure you tell Jose right there that he was offside.
Jose and the other kid.
I don't know who the other kid is,
but
he was offside too.
Yeah.
No, that's not Andrew. Andrew had a great
ball. I don't know who that kid is.
I don't
that
know.
Kid's offside.
He's offside too.
Yeah. Offside, like... Extremely offside.
So, Ralph, he's coming for you. He's going to be offside.
All right, guys.
We'll see y'all Sunday. Thanks
see
for
you
listening. Peace. Yeah, fuck that. The refs aren't going to
choke.
The refs aren't going to stop them. We're going to fucking, every team's going to be prepared. So, Coco can't say, stop calling out the refs mistakes. No, we're calling out the refs mistakes and Jose's. So, they're not going to call that dumb shit. What the fuck?